singing tonight. Haven't you enjoyed these songs? We appreciate each and every one of them this evening, and we ask that you pray for us for a few minutes that we're before you, that God would just take his word and anoint it with the Holy Spirit, that we might be able to receive from him a word that will help us in this day and time in which we live in. First Peter is where we'll be reading from tonight, and we as you open your Bibles there, let me just say I'm appreciative of the Lord and all that he has done. Even for a message like this morning, when it's not a popular message, that it's something that we as God's people need to open our eyes to, that it's, as Jesus told his mother there, when he was missing from the crowd where they was at with the convoy, he said, I must be about my Father's business. And we certainly need to be about the Father's business today, more so than ever before. In the book of 1 Peter, in the 4th chapter, if you have your Bibles and like to open up there with us tonight, and go with us down, if you would, to the 12th and 13th verse is where we'd like to read from this evening. It says in the 12th verse, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. And stop reading there with that 13th verse. And sometime back we mentioned in a message that any time that we're associated with God and we're associated with the church, it's like the devil puts a bullseye upon us that we have to carry around, that he is trying to attack and to tear down and even destroy the very fabric of our lives, if it is possible. And Peter was saying here to the church that we ought not think it strange when these fiery darts come in our lives. Anybody else just look around at the news that you get and when you talk with folks and all the things that's happening, and you sometimes wonder, what's next? What else can happen? How else is the devil going to move? And I guess tonight I would like to use that in this message, is that it seems like anymore the news just travels so fast about how that the devil is working. And here, Peter, I think, was encouraging them. I know that trouble comes to all of us, but Peter was encouraging them by saying, don't let this get you down. And I want to use that for my text tonight, that we cannot allow the darts that the devil throws at us to get us down and to break us and to give us to the point to where we just want to give up, because that is giving the devil the victory. But when we stand upon the promises of God's word, as he said here, that we ought not think it's strange. The same thing that's happening to us is happening to so many other. In fact, in the 5th chapter, in the 7th verse or 9th verse, he said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. When we stand on our faith, how many of you have got faith tonight? That I know that there is nothing that is impossible for our God to take care of. And every time I see the devil working, I wonder, Lord, when are you going to show up? And then I think that the Lord can take, no matter how big of a mess it is that the devil has made, the Lord can take that and turn it around for glory and honor unto him. He said, the latter part of that verse, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We are not the only ones that are facing these fiery darts that the devil and the trials that we're going through, we're not the only one that is facing these. Anybody else like me, sometimes you think you're the only one that's in that boat. And then you hear a prayer request, or you're talking to a brother or sister and you see what they're going through and what the devil is doing to their lives, and how that he has come and trying his best to tear everything apart that you have worked for. Many of us, and I can use this in a message tonight, because many of us have been Christians for a long time. And we look back, and a lot of things that is happening now, have we not been in the way as long as we have been here? God knows that you and I would be no more safe than anybody else is. We may be just like them, that we may have even thrown in the towel and said, it's just more than I'm able to bear. But God is able to bring us through everything that the devil brings against us and turn it around that we might be able. That's why I try to share in the victories that God gives to us. Whenever the devil tries his best to tear us down and God brings the victory, somebody ought to tell the church about what's happened in their life and how good that God has been to them. I could look over this congregation, even here tonight, and see many folks in your lives, the way that the devil has come and these trials have come in your life, and that many others have not prospered as well as you have in coming through them. I made mention of my buddy that had cancer, and he had the same surgery that some of these guys here at the church has had. And this past week on Friday, I found out that he's in trouble again. And folks say, well, that's just the way it goes. And the scripture says that there's always going to be trouble, and there's always going to be people that's going through these. But then I think about a brother or sister that had a similar situation, and they just took it and gave it to God. And now they're able to stand up and magnify his precious name, because it's God who took that trial, turned it around that he might receive the glory and honor for what has happened in their lives. Every one of us tonight ought to know by now that no matter what comes into our lives, if we can just hang on to our faith, if we can just hang on to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God is going to bring us through it. And tonight, as the Lord laid his thought upon my heart, I thought about some of the circumstances that's going on in yours and my lives and our family and our friends. And sometimes it gets to be so much that sometimes we feel just overloaded with all the cares that we're carrying around. But then I think, Lord, I know that you are able to bring us through this and to give us a song once this victory comes. You remember the children of Israel, they hung their harps up in a willow tree because the darts, the trials were so hard that they thought that there was no reason to ever sing a song again. But they did not hang there long. Anybody else ever put your harp in the willow tree and you thought you were so down and out that you thought that there's no hope, there's no reason for me to go to church, there's no reason for me to pray, there's no reason for me to sing, there's no reason for me to magnify the Lord? But then God shows up, Jim. And when God shows up, the harp has to come out of the willow tree, because you know that it's God that is able to bring you through every circumstance that you face. And he said here in his word that it's not some strange thing. Many of us say, why me? Why am I facing what I am right now in my life? And why is the children or the grandchildren going through what they're going through? And why is my friend or my neighbor or my coworker going through it? Every day there is bad news that is delivered to somebody. You know what the difference is? It's their outlook of their life with Jesus Christ that makes the difference when the bad news comes, that they can look at it. We have two choices. We can say, this is bigger than I am, and we can give up. Or we can say, this is nothing compared to what my God has done for my brothers and sisters. And if the Lord brought them through it, the Lord gave them the victory, how many of you know that he will give us the victory if we will just keep holding on to his hands and holding on to his word, holding on to his promises, and know that the devil, maybe it looks like right now, the devil is getting the victory. Anybody else got a circumstance that it looks like the devil's getting the victory right now? But you know what I read in the Word of God? That there was many times that the devil thought, I've got this situation under control. I've got the victory over these people. And then the people got serious with God. They got down in sackcloth and ashes. That's something you don't hear much about anymore. You know what that means? They got down and they didn't care who seen them pray and who would laugh at them, who would mock them. They needed an answer from God Almighty. And they got down and they began to pray. And the next thing you know, here comes the victory. And they're waving the banner of victory because it was God, Christ Jesus, who gave them the victory today. And the same God who gave them the victory, are we not still serving the same God as our forefathers? The same God that brought the children of Israel out from underneath bondage. The same God who delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. The same God who brought Daniel out of the lion, den of lions. The same God who when they laid Jesus in the tomb and thought, we've done away with him, he's been crucified, he's dead. It's the same God that gave them the victory that's going to give us the victory today. And as Sharon and Rob sang that song, I thought, how appropriate to go with this message today. That sometimes I go back to the book of Daniel. In fact, I was reading it this morning before we left the house. Because sometimes we need an affirmation from God that he has heard and is going to answer our prayers. The Bible says that they said they talked about in that song about the band of angels standing around about us. Daniel said, Lord, I prayed for 21 days and no answer ever come. But the Lord sent the angel to fight the battle. And when he got there, he said, the devil has held me up. If I could, the prince of Persia has held me up. And that's why I delayed getting here. But he gave them this word, church. And this ought to make the church want to rejoice. He said, the Lord heard your prayer from the very first day. Amen. Folks, it doesn't matter what is coming against us. When we get down and begin to pray, God will hear our prayers. And there's folks and families and our lives and even some of us today that we need to be praying like we've never prayed before, because we do not have to sit back. And if I want you to leave with this theme behind this message tonight, we do not have to sit back like the rest of the world and say it's the devil that's fighting. It's just trouble on every hand and we might as well just get used to it, because there's nothing that we can do about it. Physically, I cannot do anything about the trouble that's in many of our people's lives. But I have a source of power that I can go to tonight in Jesus Christ and tell the Lord all about the trouble. Tell him all about the trial. Tell him all about the things where the devil is working. And folks, if God would just dispatch an angel. You do believe in angels tonight in this Baptist church, don't you? If God would just dispatch an angel. I don't know about a band. I don't need a whole band of angels. I just need one that he would send to watch over us, because you remember, folks, many a times it was one angel that fought the battle and got the victory today. That's all we need, is just one is able to put the devil on a run. Can I put this in and then I'll move on? You know why we don't hear this kind of preaching and we don't hold to the word of God like we used to? It's because people think that God has lost his power. Let me preach for a few minutes of time. Some of you have talked to him this week, talked to him today. And I come to tell you tonight, God's power has not diminished one bit. He is still the same God that spoke this world into existence. He's the same God who spoke to our forefathers, and he's the same God that is moving today. People say, well, he don't have the same power that he used to have. He is still God when people will open up their lives and allow God to come in and do the work that we need done. But we put ourselves out there. We become too big for God. As Granny would say, we've gotten too big for our own britches. We think that we can handle everything. We can figure this out and we can work it out. But folks, there is nothing that you and I cannot get the victory over the devil. I want to say that again. The devil is bigger and stronger than we are. People say, well, I've never heard in a Baptist church somebody giving the devil credit like that. I'm not giving them credit. I'm stating a fact. But have you met my big brother? He is not able to defeat the Lord. In fact, the Bible says at the name of Jesus, the devils tremble and began to shake. We have lost our power as God's people because we have diminished the power and the role that God plays in our lives today. Folks, I want to teach and preach in this message tonight that we need God more today than we did yesterday. The problems are getting harder. The circumstances are getting deeper and more broad, and many of them are above my intellect that I'm even able to comprehend what's going on. But there is nothing that's too big for my God to take care of today. It doesn't matter how many times the devil comes against us. The Lord that we serve is his, he said, Paul said, his grace is sufficient for me today, that it is able to bring us through and to give us the victory. And does anybody else remember in the church, even if you have to go back to the day or the night that you got saved, anybody else remember raising the banner, the victory banner, that the Lord had given you the victory over the devil? And some of us, we've had the victory time and time again. Anybody else remember how it felt when you got up and God gave you the word that the victory was there and the victory was coming? How you got up and you felt like the weight had been lifted up off of your shoulders? Help me preach for a few more minutes. The victory had come, even though you may not have got the report that everything was all right. When we really pray to God, he will give us the answer that we're looking for, and let us know that the answer is on its way from God out of heaven. And folks, it doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what the kids or what the job says. It doesn't even matter what the church says. If God says, I will give you the victory, you can stand upon that word and begin to shout, Larry Jones, even when everybody else looks at you and says, don't you know what's wrong with you, and don't you know what you're going through? I can still stand upon the promises of God's word and say, he said he would make us the head and not the tail. He would make us the victor instead of the victim, and that he would give us all things whatsoever we have need of if we will just trust in him and come to him as his children today. The Bible says here that we ought to not think it's strange when these troubles come. It seems like, and I've said this so much over the last few years, it seems like the devil has just moved in our house. Anybody else got him living at your house? People say, I wouldn't acknowledge that. The Bible teaches us that he will even come into the midst of the church house. Sometimes he will even be as bold as come and sit on the front pew of the church house. But when the fire comes, he cannot sit. The Bible says that the ungodly cannot sit in the house of the Lord. When the Lord comes, folks, when the Spirit comes, the devil has to flee because he knows that he's no match for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's already been defeated time and time again. Sometimes we need to remind the devil, you're the one that was bound with a third of the angels in heaven and cast down to the earth. The Bible says it like this, and I try not to preach long, but I heard a preacher say, several years say it like this, and I want to use it one more time. The scripture says that the devil is cast down. Anything that is cast down is below us today. He is below us. We ought to step over him instead of staying where he's at and listening to the lies that he's got, because the devil is a liar. Is that not what the word says? He is a liar and the father of it. He will get you so depressed and down, thinking that nothing good is ever going to happen. But don't listen to the devil, but rather listen to the word of God and know that whatever it is that you're praying for, somebody say amen, whatever it is that you're praying for, God is going to give you the answer, the victory over it, because God is greater than what the devil is. He's greater. We ought not to be thinking it strange, but rather we ought to be rejoicing. It's hard. Let me preach this and I'll close. It's hard to rejoice when the trials are upon you. It's like thanking God for something that hasn't even happened yet. It's hard
to be rejoicing when you're walking through a valley. It's hard when the house is crumbling all the way around you. It's hard when your life is being destroyed. It's hard when you see what the children and the grandchildren and what your brothers and sisters in the church is going through. It's hard when you see what our country is going through and where we're headed. But folks, the Bible says what we ought to do instead of walking around with our head down is lift up our heads and begin to rejoice and thank God, because He is greater than the circumstance that we're stuck in today. And when we realize that, when we begin to thank Him for what He is about to do, people say, well, what if I thank Him and He doesn't do it? Has anybody ever asked God to do anything that He did not perform it? He is faithful to perform it today. People say, well, I'll thank Him when I receive it. You better not wait till you get it to start thanking Him. You better start thanking Him now, because the answer is already on its way according to the Word of God. He said, don't think it's strange, but lift up your head and start rejoicing. You say, well, I didn't read that in the Scripture. If we start rejoicing, folks, one song can send the devil a running away from our household. People say, I've never heard it preached like that before. You try it next time that the darts come to you. You start singing a good song. Or sometimes I don't even know the words to the songs, but the thought, the message of the song will come to me, and I'll be at work or driving, and I'll start humming that song. And I have found it to be true that with the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. He cannot sit where the Lord is at. And when we begin to magnify the Lord, the devil sees that we're not trying to fight it by ourselves. We're not trusting in our own strength and our own intellect. But how many of you tonight know that when we trust in the Lord, the victory will come to us? When we trust in ourselves, we're going to fail. You see, we live in a time when people think they're all that. I realize the older I get, the more I realize that I ain't much. But I am saved by God's grace. I am my Father's son. I am kept by a higher power. And I do have the victory, because He told me in His Word that He would give us the victory over all things that the devil brings against us. When these darts come, when the fiery trials come, when the trouble comes, when the issues of life come. Folks, I don't know how people make it without God. I don't know how they can get up and say, I'm going to do better today than I did yesterday. I don't know about you. In fact, let me read this verse to you. Just give us the word that we need tonight. When people and God's people alike start to think that we can do everything without the Lord, that's when we're doomed to get into trouble. Doomed to get into trouble. You and I are just barely getting by. Just barely getting by. And you say, how can you say that? The Bible says in this same chapter, 1 Peter in the 4th chapter and the 17th verse and the 18th verse, He said, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. We need judgment tonight. In fact, we're in judgment. People are looking for judgment to come. Every day we're in judgment. The Bible says that we will give an account for every word spoken and for every idle word. We'll give an account for these things. And you say, well, now, Roger, you're getting back toward this morning's message. It's important for us to see that many people think just because they're saved that they will not have to go through judgment. Folks, every one of us must face judgment for those things that we have done and those things that we were supposed to do that we did not do. You say, well, we'll have to wait till we're dead to find out what that all is. No, every day we will give an account. If there's any debt that we owe, church, we will pay for it before we leave this life. People say, well, I've heard when we get to heaven, there's different levels and different places that we'll go. And once we paid for this part of the debt, we'll be promoted to go to the next level. And after we've done for some of the things that we did in this life, we'll be promoted and we'll go to the next level. That is not according to the Word of God. There is only one heaven, a place for the redeemed of God. And when we get there, there'll be no judgment to those that are in heaven above. We will pay while we're here. And it amazes me. People used to preach, and I used to preach, In fact, the Bible says it like this, that the sins of the father will go to the third and the fourth generations. Is that not scripture? But then I was reading the other day and I read a scripture that said, no more will God require at the hands of the children the sins of the father. That ought to make somebody want to rejoice. You say, well, why would that make me want to rejoice? Because I know I've not been all that good. And I would not want to see my children and grandchildren and the next generation of time goes on pay for my debts. But if we don't raise them in the fear and admonition of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it could go to the third and fourth generation. But he said, and if it at first begins with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Listen to this next verse. And if the righteous scarcely be saved. You know what we're making it in? We're making it in by the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing else. If they scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Folks, the only thing that's getting us in is Christ. The only thing that's going to help us through this life is Christ. The only thing that's going to give us strength is Christ. Everything we have need of, we can find it in Christ Jesus. And some folks would say to me, as they have over the years, you just believe that your God can do everything. And to that, my answer is, amen. If he could not, I'd lay him down and search for another God that could. But how many of you tonight in this little message know that there is no trial that we face that God is not able to bring us through it? There is no trouble that's too big that God cannot give us the victory. There is nothing that the devil can do that God cannot fix tonight. And you say, oh, you get bold. Folks, we have been too scared for too long to face the devil and tell him that I cannot beat you, I cannot defeat you, but I have a father who can. In fact, in my closing tonight, God does not even have to fight this battle. The Son doesn't even have to fight this battle. All it takes is for an angel sent from God to put the devil in his place. Tonight, we need to pray for God to put an angel in our children's lives. Put an angel in our loved ones' lives. Put an angel in our brothers and sisters that's going through a terrible trial right now in their life. Folks, put an angel there that will encourage them and lift them up and let them know that no matter what happens, I've got your back. And not only do I have your back, but I've got your side. And I've got your front. In fact, I've just got you covered. No matter what it is the devil brings, I've got you covered. And only an angel sent from God has the power to do that kind of fighting tonight. We need to realize that we have the power, church. As Robin Sharon sing us a song of invitation. If Carlene was here, I'd have her sing that song. We have the power. But folks, we need to realize that we are bigger than the circumstance. We are stronger than what the trial is coming at us. And we're able to get the victory. I thought about this this morning, even as I was driving to church. And I thought about how many of you that have got lost loved ones and us that's got lost loved ones that the devil would tell you just give up on them because they're never going to get saved. And then I thought about Villa. How that all these years I've heard her stand and request prayer for Harold. And even in his time of sickness, you remember here at the church what her prayer request was. I'm not praying that you pray that God would heal him. I'm just praying, ask you to pray that before God takes him, that he'll get saved. And sure enough, you know what happened? He gave his heart and life to Jesus Christ. You think that didn't make the devil mad? Folks, the devil can just get mad because God's got more victories in store for people who will bring their people. This is where it comes to us. We have to bring our people to an altar and give them to God and say, Lord, if you don't move, there's no hope for them. But if you'll just move, if you'll speak the word, I know this trial that they're in right now. And folks, I thought about this and I got to share it with you as I was coming to church tonight. There is nothing that you and I do that doesn't affect everybody else around us. Everything my kids do, it affects me. Everything my loved ones do, it affects me. It all comes, and we affect each other here in the church. When things go awry, it affects everybody else in the house of the Lord. We need to watch what we do. We need to not let the devil get us down and out thinking he's got the victory. But I dare you sometime, when you're feeling all down and out and doom and gloom, raise your head and begin to sing a song of rejoice. Begin to magnify the Lord and you'll find this. The next few moments will be a whole lot sweeter than the ones that preceded them. Because the devil, at the name of Jesus, will have to be put on the run. Doesn't mean the circumstance won't still be there, but God's grace will bring you through it. And give you the strength to be an encouragement to somebody else. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Just one verse, Robert, share. I ask you tonight, what is there? What is the trial that you're in that you need to give to the Lord? Ask Him for the help that you need, for the strength that you might be able to rejoice with the church and tell them the good news of what God did for you. Anybody at all? Listen at that. The Lord said He would hear and answer our prayers. We just need to hold on, church. Hold on. Yes, He knows all about it. He knows the sincere desires of your heart. Would you give it to Him tonight? Because without the help of the Lord, we're going to lose. We need Him tonight. It's on its way. Help them sing this chorus tonight. Yes. This I know. Jesus said it. I believe it. Yes. He said if you would have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that you could get that victory. Yesterday, I spent just a little bit of time with my buddy that had the cancer. And you'll remember at the church, we requested prayer for him, and he had that surgery, same surgery as Larry and Jim and some of these other men here in the church. And everything was looking good. Unlike some of the men here in our church, when he had a follow-up blood test, this past week, he got the results back, and I was going to talk to Larry after church this morning, but I got sidetracked, and his PSA now is higher than it was before he had the surgery, which is not a good sign. It's not a good sign. And I shared with Larry and Jim and some of the other ones, when they did the surgery, they not only had to remove the prostate, but they also had to remove part of the bladder. And for the count to be up, that tells us something bad has gone wrong. And he was all down. Nothing. Folks, when you think your life It's just a few more days. Nothing else is valuable. Nothing else is important. And I thought, he's at the point of just throwing in the towel and saying, it's over. But folks, how many of you know tonight that God is able to reverse the situation? And I don't say this just so that you'll pray for him. I say this because look what God has done for our congregation. When the devil come to do evil, the Lord was there to turn it around, that he would receive the glory and praise for it. People say, well, you believe that God only performs miracles for your congregation? No, but I know this, that when God performs it, you can count on it. You can count on it. Then his daughter's got cancer. She's got two different kinds of cancer, and she's just about at the end of life. She is so bad. So bad. As if he didn't have enough with his own health, then his daughter and all that she's going through. Or if he didn't have enough with his daughter, then to find out about. And people say, why you tell us all that? Folks, it doesn't matter what you and I are going through. There are people out there that are going through worse than what you and I can even imagine. So I say this, that we ought to be able to rejoice no matter what kind of trial that we're stuck in. Because we know that there's a God in heaven that can bring us through it and give us the victory. Sometimes it's hard to see the victory when you're caught in the midst of the battle. It's hard. But I encourage you tonight to just keep looking up, because God will send us that victory that we stand in need of if we'll just keep holding to his hands tonight. God bless you. I pray that you got something from the message that will help you and encourage us as a church and as brothers and sisters, that will encourage us that we have the power with God. There is no, and I mean this with all my heart, there is no group of people. If I were to get bad news tomorrow about my health, there's no group of people that I would want praying for me more than the people at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. And you say, well, you're prejudiced. No, I've seen what you've done in the past. And I know your lives, and I know your walk with the Lord. And it just encourages me that look what God has done for us. Look at all the miracles that God has performed in this church. And it's all because we know that greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. And moms and dads, keep holding on, because the victory will come. As Brother Holcomb says, we don't know when and we don't know how. Some of us might be 6 foot under before it comes. But you keep on praying. Keep on praying and trusting in the Lord. God bless you. Have a great week. Happy New Year to you. Before you leave, say Happy New Year to at least 3 or 4 of your brothers and sisters. And just enjoy a time of fellowship tonight. And no matter where you're at tomorrow evening, be safe. Be safe. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to appreciate what the Lord has blessed them with. God bless you tonight is our prayer.